This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets Thursday to disperse protest of a military coup that derailed a fragile transition to democracy and sparked an international outcry. While street violence rocked Sudan's capital for a fourth day, the UN Security Council called on the country's new military rulers to restore the civilian-led government they toppled on Monday. The council unanimously passed a statement expressing, quote, serious concern about the army power grab in the poverty-stricken Northeast African nation and urged all sides to engage in dialogue without preconditions. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has been Sudan's de facto leader since the 2019 ouster of veteran autocrat Omar al-Bashir after huge youth-led protests, and on Monday he dissolved the country's fragile government. While the civilian leader, Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, has been under effective house arrest, the capital has been rocked by days of unrest and is bracing for major demonstrations on Saturday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday the European Union will launch a project with South Africa at the upcoming COP26 climate summit to speed up the country's exit from coal. She says the United States, Britain, Germany, and France will also be involved. The initiative is to be launched at the UN's 26th climate summit starting this weekend through November 12th in Glasgow, Scotland. Coal is the most polluting fossil fuel, and phasing it out quickly is seen as crucial if the world is to meet the Paris Agreement's target to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. African health officials and the United Nations warned on Thursday of a looming shortage of more than 2 billion syringes for mainly low and middle income countries around the world as the supply of COVID-19 doses rises, and it says routine vaccinations could also be affected. The UN's Children's Agency says the shortfall would affect up to 2.2 billion auto-disposable syringes that lock automatically to prevent them from being used again. It blamed what it called significantly higher demand, supply chain disruptions, national bans on syringe exports, and an unpredictable supply of vaccines. The threatened shortage comes as the flow of COVID-19 vaccine doses increases after months of delays to the African continent, the world's least protected region, with less than 6% of its population of 1.3 billion people fully vaccinated. Just 5 of Africa's 54 countries are expected to reach the target of fully vaccinating 40% of their population by year's end. Germany, along with 11 other European countries, urged Israel on Thursday to reverse its decision to advance plans to construct around 3,000 settlement units in the West Bank. In a joint statement by the foreign ministries of Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Spain, and Sweden, the country said they oppose settlement expansion across the occupied Palestinian territories. The countries, quote, call on both parties to build on steps taken in recent months to improve cooperation and reduce tensions. Israel moved forward on Wednesday with plans to build some 3,000 homes for Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank, defying the strongest criticism to date of such projects from the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden. And Poland's justice minister said Thursday the European Union member should not pay any fines the EU's top court has imposed on Warsaw. He called the European Court of Justice injunctions lawless. Poland insists the court has no authority over its justice system and has been ignoring its rulings. On Wednesday, the court fined Poland $1.2 million a day to prevent what it called, quote, serious and irreparable harm to the EU's legal order, chiefly by having a politically influenced Supreme Court body for disciplining judges and by undermining judicial independence. The EU's warning it can suspend payment of pandemic recovery funds to Poland unless the disciplinary body is abolished, but Commission head Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday expressed hope for a compromise. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.